Welcome to Measuring Success Right, the official podcast of the Marriott Student Review, a podcast for students by students, where we connect the leaders of tomorrow with the issues of today.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to this week's episode of Measuring Success Right. I'm your host, Tim Kelleher. Today's guest is Dr. Mariana Richardson. Dr. Richardson graduated from BYU with a bachelor's degree in English language and literature in 1977. Following that, she got a master's degree in special education from Johns Hopkins University. Dr. Richardson would then go on to get her Doctor of Education degree and postdoctorate in educational research from Seattle Pacific University. She recently augmented her education with an MBA from BYU and a JD from BYU Law School. Now, Dr. Richardson works as the Director of Communication at the G20 Interfaith Forum. She also has been an adjunct professor at BYU for nearly 10 years. During this time, she started the Marriott Student Review and acts as the editor-in-chief. Finally, Dr. Richardson has written two books and now hosts her own podcast called Women Read Scripture. She also is married to her husband and is the mother of 12 children. Dr. R., thank you for being with us here today.
Well, Tim, I am 100% behind Measuring Success Right, so I'm so glad that you invited me to come back on. Thank you.
So to get into a little bit of what you've been doing this semester, are you still teaching?
Oh, I definitely am. I have four classes that I'm teaching this semester. I teach two management communication courses. I also teach a psychology course that's a secondary writing course. And then I also, of course, my favorite course is I do a Marriott Student Review, which includes Measuring Success Right podcasts, Las Caras del Éxito podcast, and also our business blog, which is Marriott Saturday Reads.
Yeah, so you're keeping yourself very busy between those classes and MSR. How many years have you been overseeing MSR now?
So MSR started 6 years ago. This is our sixth year, I should say. So it's been 5 years plus. And we have thoroughly enjoyed this experience. It's been one of the most fun and exciting experiences that I've had in academia in terms of just the energy that the students have, being able to take something truly teaching experientially, allowing them to have that real life experience. We kind of run it like a business. And so they really have the opportunity in terms of marketing, podcasting, you know, doing real stuff, you know, rather than just textbook stuff, which is also, a positive experience for them and also for me.
That's really great. Following on that, MSR recently hit 100,000 downloads. How long has this been the goal for, the 100,000 downloads?
So it was interesting. At the beginning of our time, we didn't have very many downloads. But once we started getting some money so that we could actually publish what we were doing, the text, the publication, a physical publication, made a big difference in terms of the people that would then read us online, which I thought was very interesting. The other thing that we did during this period of time is we actually did a study. We did the whole IRB thing where it was an official academic study where we went to business students and asked them, where do you get your business information? And we were surprised as to how many of the students said they get it through podcasts. So that was the beginning of the podcast idea where we said, okay, great. If that's how they get their business information, we're going to start one. And I think that the podcast and the text has allowed the two to become better and better and better, but also more and more listeners and more readers, because the two kind of go hand in hand.
Yeah, there's a synergy between the two and they push each other forward. Following up on the 100,000 downloads, are there any new goals for MSR now that we've hit what seemed to be impossible at the very start?
Let's do 1 million. I mean, that's what I want to see. I'm hoping right now we're at the point where we're getting a good 30,000. Last month we had 30,000 downloads. And so as you can see, like at the beginning, we were lucky if we had 100. And then the next year we had 1,000. And then the next year, 2,000, 3,000. And now we're up at 30,000 a month. So if you do the math, if we continue that trajectory, we're really hopeful that it will get up to 1 million. And yeah, it might take us a few more years. Even if it took us another 5 years to get up to 1 million downloads, that'd be pretty cool.
That still would be very cool, even if it took us a while. Where do you see MSR going in the future?
Well, I would like to see it become also, you know, different things. So we started just as the text, where we were just Marriott Student Review, which was an academic student journal. From there, like I said, we did the podcast. We did first English podcast, Measuring Success Right, which we're doing today. And then we started the Spanish podcast, Las Caras del Éxito. The positive thing about the Spanish podcast is I really do feel strongly about diversity and about making sure that the diverse voices here at BYU get heard. So we do have a large Latin population here at BYU, and to allow them to have a business podcast has been very, very positive. We are looking forward to maybe next year having one that would be in Chinese. So we're going to have a couple of Chinese episodes. I would like to see, since I lived in Brazil for a while as a mission leader with my husband, I would love to see some Portuguese, episodes that we could have. So we really do want to increase the diversity of the voices that are in MSR. But also, I would like to see us maybe do a YouTube channel. So along with having this, just a spoken podcast, to do a vlog where we also do the video as well. Because I think sometimes people like to watch it, not just listen to it.
When you started MSR, or Marriott Student Review, did you ever think that it would get this big?
That was my hope. I mean, that's the reason why I will honestly say the main reason why I did it was for the students. And it truly is not for me, it's for them. The positive thing that I've seen with Marriott Student Review is what it's done for students. It's not just the experiential learning that they have. They're able to have the skills of podcasting, of writing, of editing, of design, of marketing. All of those skills, along with website design, are part of what we do. And it truly is an experiential opportunity for them to actually run a business. But along with that, I think that I see what that does for their resume. So many of the students, they're able to have an actual publication, or to be a team lead, or do something else in leadership, a leadership role in MSR. And those things really put these students in a position where they're just a head above some of the other wonderful, amazing students here at BYU, but it does give them more opportunity in the future. And so that's the reason why I do it, is for them to have that experiential opportunity, but also the resume help, which happens because of MSR.
Yeah, that's why I personally love MSR too. I feel like it's empowered students to go out and learn practical skills, and it builds the resume and their reputation within the business world, but it gives them these practical skills that are useful. So transitioning now to the MSR banquet, we just had our second ever Marriott Student Review banquet. How did you feel like that went?
Oh, I thought it was so much fun. We had such a good time. The food was great, but then we had a fabulous band that played, and it played both English and Spanish music, and people got up and danced, and it was just a wonderful evening. We also had awards for the most listened podcast and the most downloaded articles that we had in the past year. And I'm hoping this is going to be a tradition that's going to continue every single year, and every single year just get better and better.
Yeah, and that's the next question. What do you feel like you would want to change on the next MSR banquet?
Well, I would like to see even more people come and be a part of it. I also want to see that our authors, and I do want to put in a plug, our authors are amazing, and they're not necessarily a part of the MSR board. The board is the one that basically takes this raw material that authors send us, and then we put it into a beautiful editing and design kind of a package. But I think that our authors have been wonderful in terms of the content. Our blog is absolutely fabulous. I would say anybody who reads business blogs regularly should make sure they subscribe to Marriott Saturday Reads, because I think it's as good as The Economist or Business Insider in terms of the insight that our authors have and their interesting insights, especially coming from people who are just starting in the business world. And so oftentimes they have fresh, new insights that I think all of us can learn from.
Yeah, I have to say I personally really enjoyed the Marriott Student Review Banquet. I thought it was a great time, and the dancing was a lot of fun. And I thought it was great to hand out the awards and kind of give recognition to some of the authors and the people who have made this happen. And that leads us to our next little bit that we're going to do. We actually had an MSR, or Measuring Success Right, booth. And at the booth, we asked people to write down how they measure success. And we have a couple of their responses in front of us, and Dr. Richardson has agreed to read some of her favorites, and we're going to go ahead and discuss them after.
Well, I thought this was such a brilliant idea. Becca was the one who came up with it, and yet everybody who was there at the banquet got to grab a wonderful little piece of paper and write how they measure success. So this is one that was written by Andrea, and now realize Andrea is the voice of the introduction for our Measuring Success Right podcast. And she really was the one that started a lot of these. And she's now since graduated. But we also love to have people be a part of the MSR family. And once they're a part of this family, we love to have them come back. So even though she's graduated, she did come back for the banquet. But she wrote, "I measure success differently for distinct areas of my life. But the overarching value in all of them is presence. Presence with self, presence with my loved ones, presence with God." That's really an interesting word to think about, presence, because I think in our busy, busy lives, oftentimes we're not present with the people around us or in the things that we do. We're thinking about too many other things rather than, you know, this idea of being present in all that she does. Andrea, what a great goal to have in terms of her measuring success.
Yes, I had never thought of the word presence before. But for me, presence is like a state of being. And presence signifies that you are there and that you are paying attention and that you are learning from what's around you. And I thought it was so interesting that that's how she measures success. And what better person to have write down how they measure success than the person who started the Measuring Success Right podcast? So it was great to hear from her.
I agree. The next one that I thought was interesting is actually from our editing team lead, Bryn Hardy. And she said, "I measure success by setting benchmarks for myself to meet. Each benchmark I reach symbolizes a series of trials and errors, of small successes and dedication. Altogether, those things create success." So that's kind of a very different way of looking at success, more in terms of benchmarks, goals. And I think a lot of us think of measuring success through goal setting and then achieving those goals, which I do think is a good measure, too.
Yeah, I think that's definitely a part of measuring success. For most people, is the goals and then reaching those goals.
A matter of fact, Tim, I have yours right here. And I think that goes right along with what we're talking about with goals. Because you said, "I measure my success through the goals I make. Am I achieving what I hope to accomplish? I feel successful when I push myself to reach my goals and improve. The satisfaction from those goals is how I measure success." So obviously, Tim, you are very goal-driven.
Yes, I definitely am.
So I'm going to ask you a question. What are some of the goals that you have felt great about in your life that you have achieved?
Some of my most proud accomplishments, I would say, are goals that I made very far out and then took many years to accomplish. The first major one, I would say, started in high school, where I set myself up and I told myself I would be valedictorian. And it was a long time. It took me 4 years and a lot of hard work, but I eventually reached that. It was the same with the mission. I told myself I would complete and serve a mission and learn Portuguese. And that was another one that took me 2 years to complete, right? But it was so worth it. And then even now, college and then law school is the next thing on my horizon. And it's always these goals that are kind of far out, but I feel that stretch me. I also, separately from school and academia, I am currently rebuilding an engine, which is very different from what I do here at school. And it's something I've never done before. And it's definitely a reach. It's definitely a challenge. There's lots of knowledge that goes into it. And there's mistakes that I make, but it feels like I am stretching myself. It's a lofty goal, but the lofty goals, I feel like, are the ones that make me really feel like I am achieving something, that I'm making something. And even simpler than that, I would say, has been Measuring Success Right podcast. When I started, I didn't know anything about editing or interviewing people, but that has changed very dramatically over the last two semesters. Now I can edit my own podcasts and I can interview, and I've really improved, and it's satisfying to see the improvement I've made.
Well, Tim, I will second that. You really have done a fabulous job with this podcast this past year. I will say this too, in terms of measuring success, oftentimes people, and it's kind of embarrassing when you read that long list of things that I have supposedly done, and I have accomplished a lot, but I think sometimes people see that and don't realize the most important measuring of success in my life has been my family. And that even though I love education, I love to learn, obviously, with, you know, four graduate degrees, that's something that I really love to do. But along with that, I love to serve. And for me, measuring success right, and I will read what I wrote. I said, I measure success by the way someone lives their life as the Savior does. Living like my Savior is the way I measure success. And for me, sometimes we look at the accolades. We may even look at the goals that we have. But number one, we have to look at the spirituality aspect of our lives and not lose sight of that, even as we're measuring success in a worldly way, but that we also look at our lives in a spiritual way. And are we living Christ-like lives? Is that something that we're really doing in every aspect of our life, whether it's family, whether it's home, whether it's work, whether it's school, all those aspects, we need to do it that way.
Yes, thank you very much for sharing that and reminding us of that. I really appreciate it. So we've talked a little bit now about how you measure success. I would also like us to talk a little bit about how the Married Student Review measures success, and in general, how organizations measure success. How do you view, or how do you think MSR should measure success?
Personally, as I mentioned before, for me, the way we measure success, yes, 100,000 downloads was pretty wonderful. And when we get to the million downloads, yes, we'll definitely celebrate that. But for me, the way we really measure success in MSR is how much it affects the lives of students. So what are we doing to make students have practical application in their lives, skills that they learn through MSR? But I also like to think that the way they work with each other, we do a lot in teams. We have a board and then we have separate teams. And learning how to work with each other in a positive, happy environment, to even though each one of us is very different and we might do things differently, that it gives them skills, not only practical skills like how to do a podcast, but also those kinds of skills of how do I work with other people, which I think is invaluable no matter what you do. So for me, that's how I measure success, is how are we doing with the students and how do they feel about MSR?
Thank you, Dr. R, for sharing that. And also thank you for being with us here today.
Well, obviously, I really do love Measuring Success Right. It's a great podcast. It's my favorite one to listen to.
Thank you all for listening this week. Please check out our other podcast episodes, and we'll see you next week.
Make sure you subscribe to our podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, or SoundCloud so you never miss an episode. Be a friend and tell a friend about Measuring Success Right.
This podcast is a project of the Marriott Student Review at Brigham Young University. You can find us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Marriott Student Review or online at marriottstudentreview.org.
The views and opinions expressed in this podcast do not necessarily reflect official policy or position of Brigham Young University or The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.